From NPR News, this is All Things Considered. I'm Melissa Block.
And I'm Robert Siegel. There was pomp and protest today in London, where President Bush has concluded the first day of a state visit to the United Kingdom. Because of security concerns, the president has had no interaction with the British people. He has spent his time at Buckingham Palace, at the U.S. Embassy, and at Whitehall Palace. There, he delivered a speech defending his foreign policy, including the war in Iraq. We have two reports, the first from NPR's Don Gagne.
It is the first official state visit for a U.S. president to the United Kingdom since 1918, when Woodrow Wilson was so honored. Under cloudy skies this morning, a military band played both national anthems and a 41-gun salute was sounded as Queen Elizabeth and Prince Philip greeted the president and Laura Bush in the courtyard of Buckingham Palace. Officially, this visit is to celebrate the strong ties between these two countries, but the decision to go to war in Iraq and the ongoing struggles there are the dominant topics. After meeting the Queen, the President took this short drive to Whitehall Palace, where he delivered his only major speech of this trip. He defended the war and, more broadly, the use of force to put down tyranny.
The people have given us the duty to defend them. And that duty sometimes requires the violent restraint of violent men. In some cases, the measured use of force is all that protects us from a chaotic world ruled by force.
The president also reacted to the ongoing attacks on U.S. troops and others in Iraq and said while the violence there today is serious, it will not lead to a U.S. retreat.
We did not charge hundreds of miles into the heart of Iraq and pay a bitter cost of casualties and liberate 25 million people only to retreat before a band of thugs and assassins.
In his speech, the president addressed another criticism he often faces, that the U.S. has become a unilateralist power, acting without regard for what other nations may think. He praised the United Nations, even though he bypassed the U.N. in going to war in Iraq. He told his audience, members of a British think tank specializing in security and military issues, that free nations can accomplish more when they work together. He also talked about the Middle East. On the Arab-Israeli conflict, he repeated his call for a Palestinian state and, without mentioning Palestinian leader Yasser Arafat by name, said leaders in Europe should, quote, withdraw all favor and support from any Palestinian ruler who fails his people and betrays their cause. Additionally, the president had strong words for the Israelis, who are building a security barrier in and around the West Bank.
Israel should free settlement construction, dismantle unauthorized outposts, end the daily humiliation of the Palestinian people, and not prejudice final negotiations with the placement of walls and fences.
It was British Prime Minister Tony Blair who pushed the president to get more involved in the Middle East over the past year, and the president's remarks today can be seen as a nod to Blair, who continues to take a great deal of heat for his backing of Mr. Bush on Iraq. The other big story today relating to the state visit has to do with a security breach at Buckingham Palace. A London tabloid newspaper, the Daily Mirror, managed to get one of its reporters hired as a footman at the palace 2 months ago. Since then, and up until the president's arrival yesterday, the reporter, Ryan Perry, had all access clearance. He set the table for the Queen's breakfast and even took a photo of himself in what would be the president's bedroom at the palace. Piers Morgan, the editor of the Daily Mirror, said this shows a serious weakness in a security plan that has cost millions of pounds.
We employed very basic subterfuge here and got incredible access. And we didn't even know when we started this that the president was coming on a state visit at this time or that he would be there. We just assumed that once that was announced, our man would be filtered out and removed. And he wasn't. And when you see the pictures today, it is on one level almost bordering on the humorous. but actually it is incredibly serious.
The president, who is of course traveling with his own very large entourage of Secret Service agents, continues his state visit tomorrow. He'll visit with some families of British soldiers who died in Iraq. Also on the schedule is a one-on-one meeting with Prime Minister Blair. They will talk about what comes next in Iraq now that a plan has been put in place to more quickly turn authority over to Iraqis. But they'll also discuss some other difficult topics, including the detainment of some British citizens captured during the war in Afghanistan and still being held indefinitely at Guantanamo. The two leaders will also discuss the tariffs against foreign-made steel that President Bush imposed 20 months ago. The WTO has ruled those tariffs illegal. Blair wants them lifted, but the White House says the president still hasn't made up his mind. The state visit continues through Friday. Don Gagne, NPR News, London.